Today is 30 January 2021, and I was wanting to just record a short message regarding while men slept. It's the passage in Matthew 13, verse 24, starting in verse 24. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. This was a time when Jesus was sharing several parables about the kingdom of heaven and things that we really need to know about. The theme of this parable that I just read, I believe, is while men slept. There's big talk about being woke these days, and it's a very strange term, but I really, actually, it's those who are considered woke are really asleep, and when you consider some of the things that they advocate. But the reason why the church, I believe, is in the condition that it's in is because men have been sleeping. The enemy has been, sowing his seeds. He's been actually invited into the churches. I don't believe Satan should be there. I don't believe Satan's people should be there. But they are, because men have been asleep. There are so many ways that Satan has been allowed in the churches. And that should not be. There's too many scriptures that talk about for God's people to be separate. To light does not go with darkness. Those who worship idols should not be a part of a congregation. There's really no standard of who can join a church and who can't. It's really a sad state of affairs that's going on in the churches, and I'm at the point that I am just so utterly disappointed with so many in the leadership of the churches. It's no wonder that God has allowed, and I'm going to tell you, he's allowed these things, for churches to be just shut down. There's all these mega churches. I don't think that's what God intended for his churches, for one man to be the superstar of a church and then have satellite churches that he's over. There's just too much love of money and love of power involved in the leadership of churches. And that's never, ever how God intended. In fact, that's what can cause error in the church, when money and power and pleasure, when those are driving factors. And so much has happened just in these last several years. I've been warning about the enemy for a long time and how he's been infiltrating the congregations and his false teaching, and people are so accepting of it. And it's because, and God clearly says it right here, because men have been asleep. Men are supposed to be the leaders in the churches. They're supposed to be the example. They're supposed to be the leaders in families. But the sad fact is, men are asleep in the churches, in their families, in society, and now the enemy has just totally taken over. And for anyone thinking that they're gonna be able to overcome the enemy, you can forget it. Only unless God gives you the ability, only unless God stands up and fights for you. And people are so compromised. God is a fair and just God. He's not gonna join hands with people that have either blood on their hands or dirt on their hands. And what I mean by that is, if you've been tainted by false teaching, or if you're believing false teaching, and you want God to bless your efforts, He can't do that. And some of the false teachings that I would like to bring up is charismatics, people that, I'm not against praying in the Spirit. If God's Spirit is inside of you and He leads you to do that, if He's given you the gift of praying in other tongues, that is something between you and God. And if He chooses for you to pray in front of other people, that has to be Him doing that, not you. He's got to be the one anointing you. And there's too many people that pray in other tongues, and it's not by the Holy Spirit. It's by the devil. Most of the ones, I would say all of them, that are advertising on TV and this Turner Broadcasting Network, there are so many Christians that are connected with that broadcasting company that they should not be. Southern Baptists, you would think Southern Baptists is the last hope for Christianity, either Southern Baptist or Baptist, because of their stance that the Bible is the authority, and that it's the Word of God is their authority for all faith, and I forget the exact terminology, but they consider the Bible the final authority, and that we should adhere to the Word of God. Well, in so many ways, even the Baptist churches do not adhere to the Word of God. They have, for one thing, Freemasonry. That is something that has been accepted in the Southern Baptist churches back in 93. They could have done away with it and got that out of their churches and said that this is not acceptable, it is not compatible with the gospel, it's against the gospel, and they could have got that out of there. They had an opportunity to, but They didn't do it. Also, if they would just do a little bit of study about the modern versions, they would realize that the modern versions are filled with poison. A little bit of poison, a lot more subtle when it first started back in the late 1800s when Westcott and Hort were involved in the modern versions of the Bible, starting back in England. They could have said, we don't want nothing to do with that. We're going with the received text, the Textus Receptus. We're not going to interject any other manuscripts that are spurious or questionable, and, you know, stick with the received text. I'm not a King James only as far as that term goes. My stance is no poison mixed with the received text. That's the text that is, I don't want to say without error, because there may be little copying errors, but there's no, all the manuscripts or the letters and codexes that were compared with one another, they're very compatible. They're very compatible with each other. And Westcott and Hort, if you just do a little study on those two men, they were scholars from England, and I put scholars in quotes because I don't believe that they were Christians. And I believe a Christian should be involved in translating at least the New Testament, for Pete's sakes, the New Testament. But if you do any kind of study about the people that were involved in the commissions that were set up to do the translating, there's people that were not qualified at all. And Westcott and Hort are primarily two men that were not. They may be able to translate, you know, from Greek to English just fine, but their manuscript that they created was just a mess. It's just a total mess because it was based off of two different manuscripts. One was from the Vatican and another from Mount Sinai, a monastery there in on Mount Sinai. I believe it was called St. Mary's. But I'm just rambling right now, but I'm just really tired, and it's late, and I was just wanting to record just a little bit about my thoughts on men being asleep. They've just been too busy with their own personal desires, personal pleasures, whether it be, you know, sports, hunting, fishing, watching television, watching movies, eating, or just even working. If any of those things come before God, and I'm not saying that, you know, hunting's wrong. I like hunting. I mean, I don't hunt, but I like my husband and my boys to go hunting because I like deer meat. But if those things are before God, you know, if you don't put the Lord first, then there's something wrong with those things, no matter how good or evil they are. There's still something wrong. And it's kind of like what I was telling my son either today or yesterday, I can't remember. But people that are good are going to hell just as quick as those that are evil. good, being good, isn't godly. I mean, you could do good works all day long, but if you're not doing as unto the Lord, and because of God leading you, and because you're a Christian, you're still not getting into heaven. It's only through Jesus Christ that you can get into heaven. It's only through the fact that you have been granted eternal life with Christ that will get you into heaven. That tree of life is what you have to partake of in order to get into heaven. And the only way you can be a partaker of the tree of life is to be born again of God's Spirit and to delight completely, completely in the Word of God. And the way that God decides whether He's going to allow you to be born of His Spirit is because you delight completely in His living Word, His spoken Word, and His Son. And I'll tell you what, one day, we're going to meet Him face to face. And it's my great prayer that God will allow me to be unashamed when I stand before Him. And I ask Him to show me anything in my life that I need to change. Anything in my life that I need to stop doing or that I need to start doing. And it's only through Him that I can accomplish those things. And that's my prayer before Him today and every day. Help me, Lord. I need You. Your people need You. And I'm thankful that You're still available for us to call out to. Thank You again, Lord, for Your Son. Thank You, Lord, for Your salvation that You offer to all men, to whomsoever will call out to You with a sincere and repentant heart. May Your will be done in my life and in the lives of my family and loved ones. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.